to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, public comments and announcements. Looks like we have some public today.
Yeah.
Hello. Hey, look who's here. Ronald Weisfeld, 200 West Corral here on South Padre Island. I've never addressed this committee before, but I thought economic development, you might want to know what conceptual plans I have going on in on the island over here. I think it's pretty exciting. One project I've been working on, well, for 2 years, I've been working with the city for about a year on, is a 24-unit apartment complex next to Pizza Hut on the corner of Padre Boulevard and Sheepshead. So getting pretty close on that one. The property's been replatted into one lot. It'll have 24 apartments. I don't know if this is a... Oh, I don't know if you have this monitor on right here. It'll look something like...
There it is. There they go. They got it on.
Yeah. Looks something like that if you're looking from Padre Boulevard. So it'll be a three-story building. Kind of a courtyard in the middle. All the first floor units will have yards right over here, yards. And there'll be a swimming pool you can't see behind this wall right here. The parking will be, this kind of the site plan, the parking will be off of Sheepshead here and also in the back of the property. So of 24 units. That's one of the projects I'm working on. So I'm trying to add, you know, this will be intended for long-term rentals. It'll be long-term rentals. It'll be 12 one-bedroom, one-bath condo or apartments, and 12 two-bedroom, two-bath apartments. You know, with there'll be, you know, all the modern amenities with, you know, higher ceilings, washer dryer connections in each unit, you know, things of that nature. That I think there's pretty good demand for that here on South Padre Island. The other thing I'm working on is one of the other ones I'm working on is the Scampi's redevelopment, which is at 206 West Aries Street. So I've been working on that for this kind of comments from the city back from March of 24. I've been working on it for about a year and a half now. Kind of hit a wall on that one with variance I requested for the setback from Laguna Boulevard. This is intended to be a six-story building. It'll be parking underneath the building, if you will, so podium style. It'll have 30 condos and a ground floor restaurant that's open to the public and a rooftop bar that would be open to the public. And it'll probably be finished. That development will probably be worth over $30 million retail value of the condos and the commercial property that gets built there. I own the lot directly catty-corner to this for off-site parking. So the Board of Adjustments and Appeals did approve the off-site parking, things of that. But they did not approve the 10-foot set. This is like, goes back a year and a half. So this has been, a lot of changes have been made to this to accept, to get this accepted. So originally we were having parking across Laguna Boulevard, which wasn't allowed. So the entrance is off of Aries Street. So there's no entrance off of Laguna Boulevard. So there'll be approximately 40 parking places under the building. There'll be, on the ground floor will be a restaurant and then other facilities for the condominiums, a swimming pool, boat dock, gym, things of that nature. So that's kind of what I'm working on right now. So I requested a zoning setback from the Board of Adjustments and Appeals to do 10-foot setback rather than the required 25-foot setback from Laguna Boulevard. That way I could bring the building closer to Laguna Boulevard and have more bayfront usable property, because obviously the bayfront's really the front yard of the property. Everybody buys the property because they want a bayfront view, they want bayfront access, they want, you know, a boat dock and things of that nature. So I just wanted to give you information on it, since I don't know if you're familiar with what goes on the Board of Adjustments and Appeals. So I've requested a meeting with the city manager and the city planner to try to see what other options are, because the property I build here, I want to build it right. I'm not trying to fit a square peg into a round hole. I want it to be very functional, very marketable for what the the market, the buyer wants over here. There really hasn't been a new condo complex built on the Bayside since Laguna Bay. And, you know, Laguna Bay doesn't function that well. I don't know if you've been there, the parking and other nature. There's a lot of swimming pool and things of that nature. I know Frankie's got a new project at the Bayside called Corrales on the Bay, which is great. So that is an option for the buyers. So I'd really like to ask for your support, I guess, from just talking to the city, you know, your whoever appointed you to this board, and ask them maybe to, you know, give me a hand trying to get approval for the Scampi's redevelopment. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
So one thing, we love any kind of development because that's what the EDC is all about. But it is not our avenue whatsoever to do zoning, or we have nothing to do with zoning, or we don't even deal with those. So because we like it, I mean, we can all tell everybody that we like it, but it won't help anything that we know of.
Sir, thank you. I just want to make you aware of it because, you know, I don't know that anybody else is trying to build 54 residential units on South Padre Island unless I tell you, you know, what's going on. I don't know if the city staff tells you that someone's made an application for something. So that's really, but I appreciate, you know, I understand that this is not the forum for getting approval, but it does take the whole town, you might say, to support a project, not just me as an individual, you know, developer trying to get approval to do development. But thank you for your comments, Tom.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
You have a great day. All right, does anybody from the board have any comments or anything for the... all right, so let's move on to the four, approve the consent agenda. We're going to do this a little differently today. We're going to approve 4.1 to 4.3 if I have a motion.
I'll make a motion that we approve 4.1 and 4.3 on the consent agenda.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, so all in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
All right, now we're going to 4.4.
I made a mistake. Gail was here. The minutes are correct and says Gail was here for the special meeting on July 21st, but for some reason on the agenda item I put that Gail was not here. So I don't know if we, since the minutes are correct, if we need to do anything, but I would just like to revise that agenda item to remove Gail Hood from the absences. She was not absent.
So can we have a second, a motion for that?
Yes.
So moved.
And a second?
Second.
All right, so all in favor of revising this to include or would take out Gail Hurd on that and then include her because she was here. I remember sitting right next to me. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And opposed? Okay, so that motion passed. So let's move on to our regular agenda. This is 5.1 update on the Deepwater Marina project, and this is going to be Gail Hurd.
Okay, so... next month, we're going to have Greg Wykamp from Edgewater Resources and Phil Hanley from, he's our environmental guy. They are both coming to speak to EDC and give an update. They're also going to speak the next morning at Coffee and Conversation to give everybody an update, and then for City Council at 5:30 that next day. So that Tuesday and Wednesday, they'll be here trying to inform everybody in the public what we've done so far. Phil is out there busy doing surveys and studies and all that right now. And he's almost completed one of them that I saw come across in an email. And we've started having Zoom meetings every 2 weeks. Actually, we had one last 2 weeks, but after this meeting at 10:30, we'll have another one. We've invited Lisa Graves to join us because I asked Patrick if we could have somebody from City Council sit in on these. So City Council is connected mm-hmm. with the EDC and this marina project. And it all kind of comes together with an MOU that the city is working on. So it just made sense to have someone. He suggested Lisa Graves, who would have been my choice too. Only because that's kind of the business she's in and she's shown an interest in the past. And so she is going to, thank you, be sitting in on those meetings with us too every 2 weeks. So we'll keep you informed as we go along. But right now we're just doing studies and surveys.
Okay. Anybody got any questions for Gail?
You need us to attend the city council meeting that night.
He's going to give the same presentation that he gives us. We'll be the first one on Tuesday morning at 9 o'clock to get the presentation, and City Council will get it the next day at 5:30. But it will be the same one. That and
well,
coffee and conversation.
To know if you need us to come for
we
support
could we yeah we could show up just for support. I think that'd be great.
I'm just curious. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's move on to 5.2, discussion and possible action regarding the proposed quality of life grant program. And this is Darla.
It's actually, I'm going to let Lynn, Lynn has called it the quality of island life.
It was the program that Blake was interested in us doing and suggested that we do. It was a model from Brownsville that Darla edited, and then I edited it. And then we've sent it to y'all for you to review. This is not to fund it at this point, but I just want the guidelines approved so that we have something in place if we decide to do this Quality of Island Life grant program. This is to approve the guidelines, basically, is what I'm asking.
We will need, since this is a new project, and we haven't started a new project in a long time, but we'll have to have a public hearing at the meeting to make sure no one's opposed to it. I have to put something in the paper and that kind of thing. So it won't be ready to go for a little while if we decide to do it. But I guess the first step is to see if you like the guidelines we've developed.
I have a suggestion. I read them, Lynn. I finally read them.
Hey, well, I didn't know if everyone's had time to read them yet or not.
So. I know. There were some things in there that I thought that regarding tourism that I thought maybe the CVB does already, that maybe we tweak that a little bit.
Have you read it, Blake?
I personally haven't had time to read
okay,
it thoroughly.
Okay, let's do this. If it's okay, can we move it again till next month?
Mm-hmm.
If y'all would make your revisions and get them to me, and I think it's not something that's just a normal tweak, that we need to bring to everybody and discuss a certain paragraph or something, we can do that for next month if that's okay with everybody.
Right.
I mean, I'm not trying to really kick it down the road. I'd like to get it done, but I think it's important enough to have it right.
I agree, and not enough of everybody has seen it, so let's do that.
Because I don't want to just vote and not have thoroughly read through it. So
it's to you regarding tourism.
Yeah,
I think it's in Word, the attachment. I think it's in Word. If not, I did send it to Will in Word, and I can send it to you all in Word, but I think the attachments are
see if it's just a rewording
to do the
thing,
red
but
line.
If it's really changing the concept, then give me a call, and we'll see what we can figure out. Yeah.
Well, sounds good.
There was one other suggestion that y'all look at, and that is it says it only South Padre, and I agree with that part, but there's some stuff happening, like we support the reef, but I understand there's going to be a new reef that's closer to the jetties, and there's also going to be more fads. So this might fall under that.
Right, and you know, we talked about that, Darla, about trying how we put it where it is the city or connected to or something. Let's you and I try to reword that. I know exactly what she's talking about, because
mm-hmm.
we already reworded it once to make it, or tried to make it more broad, because it benefited the island, but didn't exclude anyone from around the island that would influence it. Maybe we should clarify.
Well, we can't do other cities because of the rules with our sales tax collection, but we can do that. We can definitely do the wording to somehow include the Gulf of Mexico or something.
Well, I'm not saying, you know, the mainland or anything like that.
Somehow we thought we had worded it where if it benefited the island, then it was fine.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't clear to her, then it's not clear.
Okay.
So let's work on that.
Okay. Sure.
All right.
We'll put it on again for next month.
Personally, I was so deep in $10 applications, I didn't read it either. So having another month would be a good idea.
So, just so the public knows, these are going to be grants that have benefit the community, not specific retail storefront businesses.
Do we need a motion to table it, or is it just?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, I'll make a motion to table it.
It does say action.
It says possible action, so the action might be to table it.
Okay.
I make a motion that we table it till next month.
Okay.
I'll second.
Second, Will? Okay.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. So this motion has been tabled till next meeting until we all get a chance to read it better. Thank you, Lynn. All right. Moving on to 5.3, discussion and possible action regarding the Sand Dollars for Success grant awards. And this is quite a thing that we did yesterday. So, Darla, do you do it, or do we just have Lynn make a
Lynn
motion?
Lynn does it.
Lynn does it. Okay. Lynn.
Oh, Lance.
Every time she does it. Anyway, we had very good presentations yesterday. We have kind of stepped out of our normal box to spend a little more to try to support these businesses. We thought all of these projects were good. I am making a motion that we approve $25,000 to Dr. Aaron Unterbrink's practice to buy a piece of equipment. I'm recommending that we fund $5,000 for a website development for the Beachcomber Guide, $3,000 to the Friends of Animal Rescue to replace two much-needed windows, $15,000 for marketing and expansion of the SPI Surf Shuttle, $10,000 to ArtSpace to help assist with the building of their custom cabinetry they need for storage to make their area a better flex space for them, and $25,000 for Peggy's tattoos to enhance her interior of her building and to buy a new autoclave sterilizer.
Okay. A second.
All right, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, motion's passed. Moving on again. Oh, congratulations to all those businesses that won that Sand Dollar Award. 5.4, Executive Director's Activity Report, including economic indicators, projects, and upcoming events.
Okay, so we got in our tax revenue for June. The sales tax was up 2.45% for June compared to last year. The occupancy tax was up 10.48% for June compared to last year. Property taxes collected in July were $121,327. And on the building permits for July, they were $5,074,667. That was made up of $2,902,607 for commercial and $2,172,060 for residential. So it was pretty even there. The main item in the commercial was $2,167,990 for the new Island Fitness location at 3900 Padre Boulevard and the old Oxygen T-shirt shop, is what I'll call it. And the main items for the residential were a home at the Shores and two residents on East Amberjack Street. So it was a pretty good month for building permits. Okay, on the projects in your packets, the Birding and Nature Center, I included the July financial reports and the staff reports. The income was up in July, and that was mainly due to an increase in the admission charge. The numbers were down, but they went up $2 per person on the admissions, so that produced an income, or revenue. But there's a chart in there that Kristen provided that shows the number of visitors and the increase for admissions. So if you have any questions, let me know. Several grant applications were recently submitted to help pay for the wetlands dredging that needs to be done in December. That will be several hundred thousand dollars, so fingers crossed that they find funding to that so we don't have to dip into our Birding Center reserve funds, which currently stands at $321,000. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's right, $321,000. So I think there's two grants that they submitted and one on the way. My only concern is the timing, because even if they get those grants, it'll probably be not in time. So I don't know. We'll have to see. You know, I don't know what the exact dates were on the when the work can start. But hopefully we can help. We always need help with the wetlands. There's always, they're out there right now with the cattails. This is the time of year, and they have to go in there manually and cut the cattails and drag them out. And it's just, it's so hot right now and labor intensive. And anyway, it's just, it's a big project. The core permit, we do have a core permit for that work. And it's, I talk to the guy quite frequently, and it should be ready in time to do the work. So that shouldn't be a problem. But I just want to keep you updated on that and see what happens with that. The art business incubator, we found a new ceramicist to replace the one that did not work out. We had one that we accepted, but she didn't work out. But this one is fabulous. She's very talented. She gets along well with all the others, and she wants to have a gallery in the arts district. And she has the talent. I mean, her work is amazing. She just recently graduated from UTRGV, but she's so good. And I think she's from, no, that's not this one. That was the other one. This one actually I think is from Kansas or from out of state, but she's been living here for a while. So, and
how
I think
you,
she.
How do you do ceramics at the art incubator?
Well, that's where the art space comes in. Okay. Remember, she showed her picture yesterday on that slide.
Oh, she was there.
So okay. We pay for her to be a member at art space for the kiln, to use the kilns. But they can do a lot of it. She does as much as she can, and she does classes with the, you know, coil method, hand method or whatever. And we do have a pottery wheel, and so she can do pottery wheel classes and throw it. She can do everything there, but she can't fire. We don't have a kiln, so we have to. But that way we're kind of supporting art space, too. So that's how that works. Let's see. Where was I? Okay, so stop by the Abbey to meet her, and the other new artists we have are Stacy and Karina. Itzel had a very successful solo show. Her gallery space will be ready at the end of September, so pretty soon. They're working on her gallery space. And then Joel the Silversmith, he presented his business plan to the Abbey Board for his gallery studio, and he was approved. So we should be getting two new art studios by the end of the year at the Arts District. The art community continues to grow, and it's exciting to see. They're generating sales tax and customers for all of the island businesses. Planning for the annual fundraiser ARA is beginning. It will be in April. Exact date coming soon. I think they should be meeting now that Lynn's back, because Lynn's on that committee. The fishing had fishing tournaments this month. We're in fishing tournament season. We sponsored and participated in TIFT and LKT. We had Glenda did both, right?
And Gail.
Oh, yeah, Gail, too. That's right. I think I got confused because she wanted to pay. We got, with the sponsorship, we got registrations, but Gail wanted to support and pay herself for LK2. So that was
And you
nice.
Know what? It worked because her team won.
Oh, really?
Good luck. Your team won, so it was good luck.
You won?
First place king.
Oh, I didn't know nice. That. Congratulations. Okay. Awesome. We are sponsors for the Walk for Women Casino Night at Louie's Backyard on Friday, October the 10th. We do get 6 tickets, so let me know if you would like to attend that event. It's, again, Friday, October the 10th. We are also sponsoring the Texas Gulf Surfing Association Grom Roundup at Barry's Beach Bar on Saturday, August 30th at 10 a.m. That's being presented by Aaron Hartwell's SPI Sessions. And Barry's Beach Bar is the one behind the Hilton Garden Inn. It's a free event for the kids. It's Groms are surfer kids, in case nobody knows what a Grom is. It's a kids competition for surfing. So if you want to attend that will be fun to watch. It starts at 10 a.m. on the beach on August 30th. Since Isla Bayi opened and the old BurgerFi location, we have had 2 more very nice restaurants added to our business community. The Ferrone's Henrietta's Bayfront Restaurant at the end of Laguna Boulevard and the Del Rio's new venture, Captain's Cove Oyster Bar in the old Paradise location. Henrietta's is the fifth business on South Padre Island for the Ferrone family. They have the Southern Wave, the Meatball Cafe, Longboards, and the Limos on Padre. And the Captain's Cove is the third business for the Del Rios family. They have Yummy's Bistro and Viva, and now this one. Both of these families need to be thanked for their continued investments in our community. Please support them by visiting these wonderful establishments.
I went to one of them last night.
I've heard good things.
I went to Captain's Cove last night. It was awesome.
I mean, they just know what they're doing, those Del Rios.
They're both very good.
So, Darla, I have a question. And I don't know what page to tell you to go back to. This is the Birding Nature Center financials.
Mm-hmm.
And it's January through July 2025.
Okay.
But there's a category called ERTC income. Oh. What is that?
That was when COVID hit. It's called the Employee Retention Tax Credit.
Oh.
It was something you had to fill out the paperwork and you had to.
Oh.
And it basically, if you kept so much of an employment during COVID, you got this money. And we got that money.
That's how they did it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have a random question.
Okay.
Looking at the Birding Center cash on hand, $520,000, is that an interest bearing account?
I don't know.
It really should be. That's about 20-something thousand a year that they could be generating.
I think it, I'm not sure. I can find out. They don't pay much interest, but it could be, what, a percent or two at least on those interest-bearing accounts.
Well, I get 4.5 on my checking account.
You do? Where?
Yeah, Everbank.
Where?
Everbank.
Everbank. Okay.
I mean,
well,
that's,
I'll ask them.
These days, like, you shouldn't settle for 0.1%, you know?
No.
You should get some real interest going.
Okay.
It's like $1,700 a month.
I will find out and let you know.
I know we want to support the local bank, but if the local bank's not going to pony up some interest, then find another bank.
Yeah.
Everbank?
Yeah.
Where is
we
that?
Do.
Used to be TIAA Bank. But
there's so many.
There's a lot of them, though.
Do.
Yeah.
Whenever we do have CDs Everbank? For the EDC, it's listed as investments. I think we have about 700,000 in CDs because they only insure it up to 200, right? 50 or something like that.
50.
We have them in several banks, but Rodrigo always puts it out for bid, and it's not a local bank. I think it's like East West Bank or something that we have for those CDs.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a CD at First Community Bank, but it's for that revolving loan account that we got that people can come and borrow if they want to, but so far I hadn't had any takers. But that has to be kept in a separate bank account here, like that I can see. So I do that one. And it does pay a little bit of interest, but okay. Does anybody else have anything? I will be putting on the agenda what we talked about with Friends of Animal Rescue yesterday. So be thinking about what we want to do. One of the board members suggested, and I think it's a good idea, that that's a good organization. We should probably try to help, like we do the Reef and the Fishing's Future, and do some kind of an annual contribution for them, because they do so much to help the community. So I just, you weren't there, and I know you support them. So
100%, and
so
I agree.
So just so you know, we will be doing something next month to try to give them.
So
something.
Darla, do they have... They have somebody that picks up the animals, or does mm-hmm. everybody have to take the animal to them?
I think they have somebody that picks up because, like I said, they get a lot of calls for birds. And because we get the calls at the birding center. But, you know, that might be something the code enforcement city helps them with. Reese might know that.
I don't know. You know.
She said the city helps them with that a certain amount of money. I can't remember how much it was.
$57,000.
I think that covers that's kind of for what they, didn't she say it was an offset of the expenses or somehow that they.
It is.
I forget how she worded it, but I think it's that kind of thing, like code enforcement picks up and brings them possums and birds and all that stuff.
Well, every city needs a dog catcher or some kind of animal control, right? So. Well, I think everybody should help them.
Yeah.
Well, and we have people that lose animals all the time, and they connect everybody back to their pets, which is huge. fireworks are a perfect example.
Mm-hmm.
And they do a lot of that type of thing. But what I've heard recently is that mainly like what we did with the windows, they have maintenance that's really hard to collect funds for.
Mm-hmm.
Like those ACs I was telling you about yesterday, you know, and now these windows. Yeah, there's maintenance and it needs to be handled, and that's just not something people just walk up and offer to pay for.
And I think their business plan was really well done. And remember there was that one slide she did that showed how much they contribute to the sales tax. And it's between $11,000 and $13,000 a year for where their resale shop.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's, I mean, we could do something that would definitely offset that. I don't know. I just think it's a good thing. So anyway, I put it down to put it on the agenda. We should have a pretty full agenda next month. I think October, Gail and I are both gone, so we're hoping we can get a lot done next month. Maybe not meet in October, but we'll decide next month.
I'll be there. I'll be here earlier in the month if you will, if y'all want to have a meeting.
But I'm just gone that week, so. Anyway, but we'll see. But maybe we can get a lot of action done on September, and we'll be good on the marina stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. And maybe the quality of island life grants. Yes. And maybe, and the animal shelter.
It's October 12th.
So, anyway, that's all I have.
Any more questions for Darla? Okay, then meeting's adjourned.
Darla.
Yes, ma'am.
I talked to Pat Munaris last